We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Elul, and last time we finished the first section on the month of Elul, about the global judgment, the two books. Every person has a choice which book he will sign himself into, what type of year he's going to have, how he wants to view himself. Is he going to have a year where he's a tzaddik gamur? Well, and he left us with the thought that a person has to get new artillery for the new year. He has to think, what are my challenges, and how am I going to conquer them this year? And he describes how the new year is like a new set of gates. We're entering a new period, we're closing one unit, and we're entering a new unit. והנה היית בתורת אבות, שעיקר עבודה בראש השנה הוא להמלוך אל ליקוד שבריחו על כל עבר ועבר דילי. In the work תורת אבות, he writes that the prime service of Rosh Hashanah is taking God as king over every limb of the body. We know that the focus of Rosh Hashanah is not about asking forgiveness, it's not about tshuva. The focus of the day of Rosh Hashanah is about accepting God as king of the world. We don't ask any requests on Rosh Hashanah, right? Our sole request is, V'timloch ata levadecha. God, we wait for the day that you alone will reign. So he says it's not only about accepting and reinstating, so to speak, God as king. It's God as king over every limb. But all other aspects of fixing and doing tshuva, the time for that is earlier, through the month of Elul, where we are now. Chazina meha, what we see from here, the kolin yaneh tshuva v'cheshbon ha-nefesh, all aspects of tshuva, taking an accounting of where we're up to in life, v'tikunim, and fixing things, hemarak hachana, they are all just a preparation, l'tachlit shel hayamim hakadoshim, to the essence of these holy days, haynu l'amluch hikud shabrichu, to accept God as king, shu'ikar avodah b'rosh Hashanah. We're preparing. What's going to be on Rosh Hashanah? The recognition that God is king. All of what we say, let me look at the blueprint. What am I supposed to be? Look at where I am. How do I fix that? How do I make it better? All of that is preparatory to the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day when we accept God as king over us. Al der shepiresh Rav Sadia Gaon, the way Rav Sadia Gaon explained, ve'echad mitamei atkiyot, Rav Sadia Gaon gave many reasons why we blow shofar. One of the reasons he gave is, she'em ke'en achrazat hamlucha mchudeshet b'rosh Hashanah. It's like blowing the trumpet. Hear ye, we're blowing the shofar. There is a kingdom, God's kingship is reinstated today. Ve'hu al-pi ha-mbuhar, and that goes based on what's been explained, she'bekol shana yesh itchadshut klalit. Every year, on Rosh Hashanah, which is the anniversary of the creation of man, we have a rejuvenation of the world. Bekol abriya, in all of creation, kmo bereshit bara, just like 5,769 years ago, or this year it's going to be 5,770 years ago, a week from today, right? This coming Sunday, right? The world was created. Chafeyadu. The world was created. And the world is recreated, in certain respects, on Rosh Hashanah. ועל כן אנו צריכים להמליך מחדש את הבורא יתברך שמו על עולמו של השנה החדשה. What we're doing is we're reinstating God as king of this new universe that's starting a new year. ועל כן מיד בהתחדש עלינו השנה. So what we're doing is right away when the new year begins, אנו מכריזים להשם הארץ ומלואה, we declare, Hashem, your master of the earth, everything that's on earth, תבל ויושב לבה. All of inhabited territories, all of its inhabitants. ואחר כך מכריזים, and then we declare, מי יעלה בהר השם ומי יקום במקום קודשו? Who can ascend God's mountain? Who could stand in God's holy place? נקי כפיים, one whose hands are clean, ובא לבב, and one whose heart is clean. ושוב אומרים, and then we continue, this is the verse in Tehillim that we quote, yeah? We say, שאו שערים ראשיכם, raise the gates, raise your heads, וינסו פתחי עולם, and let the openings of the world open, arise, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, and the king of honor should enter. הפירוש של הכרזה זאת, what we mean with this declaration, כי לשם הארץ ומלואה, that God, he rules the world, וגם בכל הארציות והחומריות של הבריאה, and here's the key point of חסידות, even when we discuss the material, the physical, of creation, יש אלוקותו יתברך. in that physical, there is also a representation of godliness. Ve'en nifrad mimenu, ki en od milvado mamash. And nothing is separate from Hashem. We sometimes think, when I'm in shul, I'm with Hashem. When I'm learning, I'm with Hashem. When I'm eating, so then it's me. What we're reinstating when we declare in every aspect of creation, God is King, well, what we're reinstating is that in the physical, in the simple mundane of our day-to-day life, Hashem is there. Achen ha-ba'ya ha-nitzevet b'faneinu, b'nei anosh, but the challenge that stands before us, as humans, he mi alev al Hashem. Who can ascend God's mountain? Ha-adam ha-megusham, v'akarutz mechomer ha'av. The human being who is so materialistic, he's made of this mundane matter. Echi alev yitomem nehar Hashem. How can he ascend God's mountain? Echi yitkarev yitabek elav yitbashmo. How can he come close to fuse with him, blessed be his name? Ad sheyuchal amichoto al kol ever ve'ever dilei. How can he approach this concept that every limb is going to accept God's kingship? Umedame oto David ha-melech alav ha-shalom. David, in this verse of Tehillim, compares it to a person ascending a high mountain from the highest mountains of the world. How many people attempt to ascend to the heights of the mountain, but because of the winds and the snowstorms, they don't have the strength, they don't have the perseverance to maintain the ascent, and they go back down. And only individuals, people with unusual might, they can overcome the physical challenges, these difficult conditions, out of giving it all they got, והם הזוכים לשם, לשם גבורה ותהילת עולם. And they, oh, everyone knows, he climbed Mount Everest. He made it to the top. והנה, כדי להשיג מדרגה זו, in order to attain this level, נדרשים מן האדם בעיקר בתנאים. In order to really ascend the mountain, you need two conditions. אחד, החלטה נחושה. The first is a decision. Now, we know where he's headed with this. Every challenge a person wants to succeed in overcoming, the question is, how much has he decided? Most challenges that people enter, they've decided in advance they're not going to succeed. Think about it. When we were in high school, we were three friends. One was short, one was tall, and I was a little bit short. And my friend, who was shorter, he once said, I could take you down, said to me and the other one. So we said, what do you mean? He said, because if I decide I'm going to take you down, I'll take you down. I could do it because if I decide to do it, I'll do it. And he went on to prove his point. Sometimes, and many times, you guys know a little bit of martial arts. The rule in martial arts, if you want to punch through a brick, if you want to slice through a brick, you have to decide that you're going to swing your arm till an inch beyond the brick. If you focus on that brick, I'm going to break that brick, you're not going to break the brick. If you focus, you got to know how you do it, not to break your wrist. Kids don't try this at home. But if you focus on hitting the brick, you're not going to break the brick. If you focus that your hand is not stopping till you're an inch beyond the brick, then you're going to break the brick. Provided you know what you're doing. When we face every challenge, the question is it, well, I'll hit there and then I'll do it, or no, I'm crossing. I'm breaking through. Determination. Determination is the first key to succeeding in any challenge. One of the reasons that people don't succeed in yeshiva, in mitzvot, in many areas of their life, is because they haven't been determined. They don't really want to. It's the determination that's within that is the first defining factor as to whether we will or will not succeed. So the first thing to succeed in climbing the mountain is hachlata nechusha, a determined decision. Sheyiye ma sheyeh, whatever will be, will be. Hu yitgabel v'yaleh, he will overcome whatever challenges, he will go up. Ad ki muhan afilu lakriv et gufo leman ha-matara hazot. When a person faces the challenge of climbing the mountain, he's willing to take any beating. He's going to make it up that mountain. Bet, the second condition, vada'ut ve'emuna chazaka, a certainty, a strong belief, ki besofo shel davar, in yitgabel v'yitametz, if he does invest his strength, yiyeh ha-nitzachon ha-sofi letzido, he will be victorious. Ki hu be'eseg yado vaday, because it is certainly within his reach. Ach kol zman shebelibo pnima mefaktek im yesh lo sikui la'atzliach, so long as there's doubt inside, will I or won't I succeed, lo yochal litgaber al haguf ha'chomer, then he won't overcome. You need determination and the belief that you can. Both. They seem like two parts of one whole. They are. I think we have to pause here before we go on to the next point. This is, I think, one of the key points to success in any area in life. The determination and the knowledge that I can succeed. And I think that's one of the points where the Torah gives us amazing perspective. The Torah tells us, Lo bashamayni, what we saw in our parasha. Every one of you could do it. The knowledge that every one of you could do it. The knowledge that it doesn't take a genius to succeed. It takes determination. There were many Torah giants in many generations that were known not for their genius, but for their determination. I can tell you, I don't want to say who, but one of the giants of this generation, who just passed away in the last decade or two, and all the other giants bowed their head. Whatever he said, they went with him. He was known, his classmates said. He didn't have an unusual head. He just put himself to it. He sat and learned and learned and learned and worked and worked and worked. And that's how he became who he became.
So the coming back there is the lie that he had because of his own learning, or is it somebody who came from like a distinct family?
Nope. His father was a farmer. His father was a farmer. Yeah. He worked hard. There were many like that. I could give you examples from the medical world today, Doc. The top doctor in Israel today in leiomyosarcoma, a certain type of cancer, came from a simple family, killed himself learning and determination, and he's, for sure. No, quite the contrary. I'll say a person who's a rabbi, says children are more likely not to be rabbis. God makes it that way so that we all know we have a chance. So that people won't think that it has to be in the family. So Hashem makes it, the Gemara says. Mipneima, the Gemara says. Mipneima, bnehem shel talmidei chachamim. Why is it that the tendency is we see that talmidei chachamim's children are not? So the Gemara says, one answer that the Gemara gives is Hashem makes it much harder for them. Most of them don't live up to the test because Hashem doesn't want them to. Hashem wants us each to know we have a chance. You don't have to be the son of a talmid chacham. So we'll pick up your business.